The Humane Society of the United States says it's shameful the way animals are treated on many American farms. Paul Shapiro says veal calves, pregnant pigs, and egg-laying hens are all kept in cages so small, it's cruel.
Hundreds of millions of egg-laying hens in the nation are confined in tiny battery cages that are so restrictive the birds are unable even to spread their wings.
Shapiro says some farms house millions of hens all squished into tiny cages, and none of them get the chance to nest or act in any way like natural chickens. The Humane Society has spent millions of dollars pushing for change in California and other states. But when the Humane Society hit Ohio with its campaign, the State Farm Bureau Federation pushed back. Keith Stempert is spokesman for the Ohio Farm Bureau. He says there's a reason cages are a certain size for hens, calves, and pigs, the animal's safety.
You can expand space, but you're going to increase aspects of fighting or cannibalistic behavior or the chance for that sow to fall down while she's pregnant.
Stempert says the Humane Society doesn't understand livestock. So instead of negotiating with the Humane Society, the Ohio Farm Bureau is proposing something new, a state board to oversee the care of livestock.
I think we, in this case, can get to a better resolution on animal care by organizing this board.
The board would include family farmers, veterinarians, a food safety expert, and a member of a local chapter of the Humane Society, among others. Voters will probably be asked in November to decide whether to change the state constitution to create this board. But the Humane Society's Paul Shapiro says the board will be stacked by the Farm Bureau. He calls it a power grab by big agriculture.
Keep in mind that these are people who have opposed tooth and nail any form of agricultural regulation for years. And now all of a sudden, within just a few weeks, they've gotten religion and feel a grave urgency to enshrine in the state's constitution their own favored system of oversight.
Shapiro says this board will only protect the status quo, and that's not good for the animals. Egg producer Mark Whipple runs a small farm in Clinton, Ohio. He's got about 1,500 hens. We caught up with him delivering eggs at a local health food store. He says his hens are free range.
Well, there ain't no cages, really. You know, they go in the box, lay their egg, and go out and, you know, run around with the rest of them or go eat, drink, and, just be free.
Whipple says he was never inclined to cage the hens. You might expect him to side with the Humane Society on this debate, but he doesn't trust them to make decisions for farmers.
I don't know if they really know where their food comes from, other than they go to the grocery store or they go to the refrigerator. Unfortunately, that's a lot of the mentality of the world right now. We're so far removed from the farm life at all, knowing about livestock.
Whipple says there are good producers and bad producers out there, just like any business. He'd rather see a board like the one proposed by the Farm Bureau than a mandate on cage sizes from a Washington, D.C.-based lobbying group. But the Humane Society says the board proposed by the Farm Bureau won't make things better. If it's approved by voters this November, the Society plans to place its own initiative on animal treatment on the ballot next year. Meanwhile, other farm states are considering the Ohio Farm Bureau's approach and might soon have their own advisory boards on how to treat animals. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.